Expect the unexpected. This is the theme of our two parables for today. The parable about a thief in the night and the parable of the rich master who returns unexpectedly. Some people don't like surprises. They like to plan everything, to know what is coming or what will happen, and be prepared. But the parables are teaching us that unexpected things happen in the most bizarre, unusual, and strange moment and time. In the parable about the thief in the night, the intruder or burglar breaks when we least expect it. While the parable of the rich master who returns unexpectedly at a time careless servants is fast asleep. So the Lord is telling us to be vigilant and watchful at all times. We need to be prepared because there's a lot of things that is happening around us, and if we are not vigilant, we will be caught off guard. So what kind of treasure does the Lord Jesus expect us to be vigilantly guard and protect in this present life? It is the treasure of His kingdom and the gifts and graces He has won for us. The gift of salvation purchased by the blood of Christ, who died for us on the cross to free us from slavery to sin and Satan. And the gift of abundant new life, which Christ won for us through His resurrection victory over death. And the gift of the Holy Spirit, who comes to live in us and empower us with the supernatural faith, hope, and love that endure forever. So the Father and the Son come to dwell in us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, who makes His home with us. But we can lose the treasure and gifts of God if we do not guard our hearts and minds and hold to the truth of God's word and live according to His wise precepts, teachings, and just laws. So my dear brothers and sisters, how vigilant we are. How do we prepare ourselves if the Son of Man comes to us? The Son of Man comes. We may apply this to the hour of our death, for sudden, unexpected death is always possible. But the imagery can have a more positive meaning. The Lord comes to us in many ways over the course of our lives. He may inspire us to do something we had not thought about before, or draw us down a path we might not have chosen ourselves. He can come to us through unexpected encounters, even with people who do not share our faith. At any time, expect the unexpected, because God's ways are not our ways. So, but it's all for the good. So be prepared, be vigilant, and pray to the Lord that we may be awake when He comes. May we be rewarded by doing good work and living our faith when our Master arrives. Be prepared.